What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy in New York today to reveal the plans and the schedule for the redesign of Penn Station. Our Marla Diamond is at Penn Station. She joins us now live.
And Linda, former New York City Transit President Andy Byford will join Duffy for the announcement. Byford, who earned the nickname Train Daddy for overhauling the subways, has been put in charge of the multi-billion-dollar Penn Station rebuild announced by the Trump administration in May. And we are expecting to hear more today about a $43 million federal grant toward preliminary engineering work, a launch pad for a public-private partnership for the overhaul that the Trump administration has promised will be massive and expedited with shovels in the ground by 2027. It's unclear what the new Penn Station will look like, but Byford has said the goal is to increase rail capacity. Ironically, NJ Transit riders had another commute from hell this morning due to an Amtrak signal issue under the Hudson River, but the delays have since eased out. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at Penn Station.
And before arriving in New York, Sean Duffy responding to the news that President Trump is ordering the Transportation Department take over management of D.C.'s Union Station.
Union Station is, frankly, owned by DOT. We are going to take DOT from our partners back under DOT control, and we are going to make the investments to make sure that this station isn't dirty, that we don't have homelessness.
For the last year, Amtrak has controlled two sides of the station, and officials said it allowed them the flexibility to use some unoccupied retail space for passengers. Well, now Amtrak will run the passenger area while Union Station Redevelopment Corporation manages the retail. Police are on the hunt for a crew behind a string of robberies in the Bronx and Upper Manhattan. There have been 15 incidents since early July, with victims held up for jewelry, cash, and phones. In several cases, the suspects showed or simulated a gun. Some people were even left with minor injuries. So far, there have been no arrests, but cops urge anyone who might have any information to call Crime Stoppers. A Brooklyn man indicted, accused of raping a 16-year-old girl he allegedly met through Snapchat. Prosecutors say 34-year-old Daylon Hughes used a phony username to contact the teen before meeting her in Brentwood in June and sexually abusing her behind a firehouse. District Attorney Ray Tierney says Hughes also used a fake name on Instagram and is urging anyone who may have been contacted by those accounts to call police. Hughes was arrested earlier this month in Queens. He's now charged with rape, endangering the welfare of a child, and failing to register an internet identifier. He faces up to 4 years in prison if he's convicted. Communities in the Bronx have been rocked by gun violence. Three men were shot this morning, one fatally, inside an apartment building on College Avenue in Claremont. Police say they have a person of interest in custody in that shooting. It comes after a string of violence across the borough this week, including two deadly incidents and an Amazon delivery driver caught in the crossfire. Mayor Adams says police are focusing on the gang activity behind many of these shootings.
It's alarming, and we're going to have the chief up there come up with a full plan of how we're going to identify some of these locations and some of the gangs. That's why we have to be proactive with this stuff, because these young people are getting more and more involved in gang behavior.
Community members are holding a vigil tonight in Halfin Park, where a weekend shooting left one dead and several injured. Well, September is a month of many firsts. First day of school, first day of fall, and the first day this year of the bell-to-bell phone bans for students.
UFT President Mike Mulgrew says phones now have to be put in lockers or collected by administrators, or a third option, into a yonder pouch where the student can keep the phone on them but has no access to it.
People are looking at it the wrong way. This isn't taking something away. This is actually giving our students and children something back. Because the research is so clear, attention deficit is growing rapidly.
Now, as to parents worried about reaching their child during school hours?
Before these devices called cell phones, when a family needed to get in touch with a student, they would just call the school. So we can't forget that that is what each school will have a line set up for parents to call.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.